Last year, I had the opportunity to interview Gay Gaddis, the owner and founder of T3, the think tank in Austin, Texas. T3 is a top integrated marketing firm that specializes in innovative marketing campaigns that cut across all media. In 1989, Gay cashed in a $16,000 IRA with the dream of starting an advertising agency. 23 years after opening with a handful of regional accounts, Gay has built T3 into the nation's largest advertising agency wholly owned by a woman. With offices in Austin, New York, and San Francisco, T3 works with clients including Microsoft, UPS, JP Morgan Chase, Pfizer, Allstate, Coca-Cola, and Sprite. Her dynamic business acumen and corporate culture have led to national recognition. She's been named one of Fast Company's top 25 women business builders, Inc. Magazine's top 10 entrepreneurs of the year, and one of the top 25 advertising working mothers of the year by Working Mother Magazine. Gay and T3's family-friendly workplace program, T3 and Under, was even recognized by the White House. I jumped right into my interview with Gay by telling her that a business journalist had recently told me that, unlike leaders in corporations who are shielded by layers of systems, entrepreneurs can't afford to be vulnerable. When I asked her what she thought about that proposition, she smiled. When you shut down vulnerability, you shut down opportunity. Here's how she explained it. By definition, entrepreneurship is vulnerable. It's all about the ability to handle and manage uncertainty. People are constantly changing. Budgets change, boards change, and competition means you have to stay nimble and innovative. You have to create a vision and live up to that vision. There is no vision without vulnerability. Knowing that Gay spends a considerable amount of time teaching and mentoring, I asked her what advice she gives new entrepreneurs about embracing uncertainty. She said, "Success requires entrepreneurs to cultivate strong support networks and good mentors. You need to learn how to shut out the noise so you can get clear on how you feel and what you think, and then you do the hard work. No question, it's all about vulnerability." Another great example of the power of vulnerability, this time in a corporation, is the leadership approach taken by Lululemon's CEO, Christine Day. In a video interview with CNN Money, Day explained that she was once a very bright, smart executive who majored in being right.